So I'm here with Kate Richardson-Walsh, the Olympic champion, the Olympic captain for Great Britain. I mean, how on earth do you kind of try and sum up the last 2 weeks and last night in particular?
I don't know, if you could just say that a few more times, Olympic champion, it still is not, I don't think, sunk in, and I don't think it will properly sink in for a while. It's just a real surreal fairy tale ending to what has been a real roller coaster kind of 16, 17 years of my international career, but particularly for this side, the last 4 years have been rockiest of roads, and to be now here and last night stood on the podium is just amazing.
I think at one point I saw you kind of just stop and just look down at the medal and just get, I think there's some photos doing the rounds as well. I mean, when everything else is going on, especially the longest medal ceremony ever, you know, it must be difficult.
Yeah, and I was starting to feel a bit sick because, you know, we'd played 8 games in 14 days, all the stress and everything else that goes with playing at Olympic Games, and we stood there waiting to go up and I was like, I need some sugar. I had to get one of the girls, bless her, to roll me a Powerade over. But I was, I think that moment, just to look down at the medal and just relive all the things that we've been through. Every single member of this squad and the girls back home as well, who unfortunately weren't selected, everybody's got an amazing story to tell. And all of those things were going through my mind last night.
So bronze in London, silver with England in the Commonwealth Games, now gold. I mean, I think in the week you were talking about momentum, but that's a heck of a progress.
Yeah, it really does. It does show what momentum firstly can do for a squad. So I think it builds belief. It gives you confidence in what you're doing. You know, we knew that we were on the right road. If you're getting results and the consistency starts to come, you then believe in what you're doing. You believe in all the staff that are putting in the thousands of hours to support us. And then everybody else starts to believe on the outside as well. And I think once you get that kind of perfect storm, it kind of takes care of itself.
Talk about you personally, 375 international appearances last night as well, with Helen, you know, it's first ever champions for Great Britain. I mean, how can you put that in perspective?
Yeah, I mean, it was special to be an Olympic champion, special to stand on that podium with that squad, but to stand there next to Helen, next door but one to Helen on the podium was just a bit of an unreal feeling. Just to have seen Helen go through double back surgery just 2 years ago, she may have never played again, and she stood on that podium taking a penalty in the final of Olympic Games. You know, it was just the best, most special moment, and one we will never ever forget.
And important for you two as well, because what you've been through.
Yeah, I think, as I said, for all of us, we've all got backstories. We've all got things that we've struggled or, you know, had to get over to get here. But myself and Helen have had such a long rocky road. You know, we've been in the national team since 99. We finished 8th in Sydney. We didn't qualify for Athens in 2004. We've seen funding come and go, and players and coaches come and go, and we're still here fighting, and finally to have this gold medal around our necks is just a dream come true.
And is that it?
Yeah, for me that is the end. I mean, what if you know, people said, oh, wouldn't it be great to sign off as an Olympic champion, and you know, and I'd say yes, absolutely, but you know, in my back of my head believing, but not really thinking that it would happen. And so now to sign off as Olympic champion and reigning European champion is a really special moment and a really good time for me to call it a day.
Finally, the parade for Team GB. You're being attacked by a little monster thing at the moment. Just get rid of that. Go away. So, yeah, Team GB parade. It's in Manchester.
I did not know that. Oh, how exciting. Oh, my God, I love Manchester. Yes. Hometown. Oh, God, I did not know that. Thank you for telling me. That's an amazing surprise. Hopefully all my family can come out and be there. Lots of my family still live in Manchester. The whole town will be buzzing and it will be jumping. Manchester is a fantastic city and I can't wait to get back up there.
Well, many congratulations. Olympic champion, Kate Richardson-Walsh.
Thank you very much.